Greetings once again, true believers, and welcome to the 27th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me as always, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Hello, kids.
Hello.
Hello.
We have a special guest this week, the original Longbox Hero himself, Leonard F. Chikarison. Hello. Woo-hoo.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for having me on the show. This, no fooling, no hyperbole, is a dream for me to be on this show. Honest to God, when I do my dumb podcast, Longbox Heroes, and I do the plugs for the network, I always give you guys like the extra thing. And I honestly say, my favorite show on the network and the one that I most look forward to on our network Wow. on a weekly basis.
Wow, thanks very much.
Yeah, I was going to say. But, you know that, you know, you... By being our fair and even-handed tyrannical leader of the Alliance, you make this show as possible as
true.
The three of us
well,
do.
Well, Brian has a lot to do with it as well.
And he if does. Co-leader.
If I could show you some of the side conversations Brian and I have had about the Alliance.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
Absolutely the co-leader. Brian pulled me into the Alliance back when Alliances were not free. We only had like 6 or 7 members. Leonard had a non-working phone, so he was pretty much a non-entity. It was just like Jared, Brian, myself, and Parlance trying real hard.
It was a different game back then. And yeah, I was just thinking about that today, prepping for the show, of how I had a phone that was a piece of junk. And I wish I could remember what it is, but I'm not a phone guy. I'm not a technical guy. I'm just like, oh, it's the phone that I have. But it was one of those things where I had no animations. It did not show any of the animations in the game.
Wow.
You know how sometimes you'll be playing the game and like you'll kind of just like go to another app and it'll pause the game? It'll go to that screen to like quit or options?
Sure.
When I would go to something else on my old phone, it would just, oh, that was a quit. You're done. That was a loss. So I was just so frustrated, and that's why I wasn't playing. And we were on a road trip for wrestling, and one of the wrestlers said to me, because he plays as well, a lot of the people in Chikara actually play. And when we were adding and subtracting people from the Alliance, they were looking to get me to join their Alliance. And I'm like, I'm not leaving my Alliance. I go, let me look at how you're doing. I'm like, I'm not inviting you to join mine. You don't play enough. But anyway. So anyway... one of the wrestlers is like, if you're trying to play that game with that phone, you're an idiot. You need to go get a new phone. And it was like a weekend road trip. Like, we left like Friday morning and got back Monday morning. Like, we were gone to like Chicago and Indiana, all this other jazz. Got home Monday morning, saw my wife and my son off to their respective whatevers, and I went across the bridge, got myself a new phone, and immediately started playing the game.
Nice.
And I haven't looked back. It's been like, you know, almost 2 years.
Hit the ground
I've been
running
playing,
after
like,
that.
Ridiculously hardcore.
Yeah.
All right, so we are covering the week of February 24th through March 2nd, and I can't believe it's almost March already. The year is flying by. This week's events for your Deadpool dailies. Today, you got your Black Punisher. Tomorrow, Black Blade. Friday, Green Wolverine. Saturday, Red Torch. Sunday, Yellow Colossus. Monday, Red Cyclops. Tuesday, Yellow Hood. And Wednesday is the Blue Doc Ock.
That's a good week right there.
Yeah,
that's
six
out of seven, I think, that I need. Or
yeah.
Not need, but can champion.
Yeah, I think I have all those people championed except for Colossus.
Same here, and that's the conundrum that I'm in, because Colossus is the next PvP after She-Hulk.
Yep. Yeah. Mm.
And he's one of four three stars that I don't have championed, and I've been saving up my ISO for, one, an occasion like this, two, because I want to bump Phoenix up. And I need like 156,000 ISO to do that. But then the other thing that I want to do is, because I am sick and tired of getting so many unusable Invisible Woman tokens.
Champion her.
Right, I want to champion her.
Yeah.
And I was doing the math, because to champion a 4-star, it's 12,500 ISO.
Yep.
To get her up to level 270, I need something like 250,000 ISO.
Ooh. Right.
I'm currently at about 140.
Oh yeah, you
so
gotta go
I'm torn.
For it.
I'm sitting on an Invisible Woman cover, but I'm not going to use her. I'm only doing it to maybe once I champion her, that means I'll stop getting her covers, which will make me sad. But at least I'll be getting different covers.
Yeah, that's right. The Moonstone mythology in my world.
Right. But again, Moonstone you know, a 2-star versus a 4-star, it's a different kettle of fish, you know? Yeah. I'm sitting on a Sue cover right now, and I'm also sitting on a Dakin, or not a Dakin, a Ragnarok cover and a Sentry cover, because those are two of the other ones that I need to champion as well.
Yep.
And if I come into, like, some sort of, like, huge mound of ISO, I'm just going to champion everybody.
Right. Yeah, that's my long-term plan, but I ain't got the ISO, but...
Right.
Wow, how did Colossus fall to the ranks of Sentry and Ragnarok?
Colossus was one of the last 3-stars that I got a cover for.
Okay.
There was a time where I had Black Panther at 550. I couldn't get a black cover for Black Panther to save my life.
Sad.
Like, it was literally like through like 4 full rounds of the Daily Deadpool before I got my first black cover for Black Panther. And I think the Daily Deadpool of Colossus was the first Colossus cover that I got.
Okay.
So by that time, second, I was already like, I had like 5 or 6 166 3-stars. So he just kind of kept falling by the wayside,
right,
falling by the wayside. And he's good, but, you know, he's not like as great as some other 3-stars.
Sure.
Right.
That's fair. I understand. I agree. I have the same, not the same because you are, you know, you're much farther ahead than I am. But, you know, similar situation with Luke Cage. It is not for a lack of wanting, but it's taken me a long time to get my first Luke Cage cover, and now it's, you know, very slowly building.
I remember when, like, Luke Cage came pretty quick, and it was one of those times where on the same, like, I think he was, like, a reward in a PvP, and I ended up getting 2 covers for him, because, like, whatever place I finished, so it was like, oh man, do I max him out, or do I move one of the other things up? And then it was almost right after that, I hit like a week where in 1 week, I must have got like 5 Iron Fist covers in a row.
Ha.
So I'm like, oh, this is perfect. And I was able to level them both up to like 166 at the same time.
Wow.
But once you get Luke Cage leveled up, your life will change.
Aha! See? A true believer.
I don't doubt it. His quality is, and we'll get back to this when we talk about Crash of the Titans, but I never doubted his quality. Your ability, Craig, to never play any other characters is what shocks me.
Right. Exactly. We're never going to argue his abilities.
Once you get the Heroes for Hire, you really don't need anything else. It's unbelievable how good they are.
Yes.
And
really
this week they were both boosted at the same time. It was insanity.
Oh, oh my God. And like, using the two of them with Old Man Logan, forget about it. Forget about it. I don't even use health packs for this PvE. It's just, I use those 3 and I just flatten everyone.
Wow.
Oh, man, I wish I had some Old Man Logan.
Yeah,
oh,
I got
boy.
Zero.
Yeah, I have
that's
zero
another life changer.
That's what I hear. Yeah, I've currently got 2 Mystique covers. I got 8 days to get her. She's one of the ones that I need to get going. And I think I need something absurd to level her up, but she's my current plan. I need 105,000 to get her up to 166, and then I'll still have to champion her, but.
Yeah, I think that's where my Sentry is, because that's like, what, level like 112, 115 or something?
104, I think I have
yeah,
her at.
Okay.
Yeah, she's at 104, so it's a big pile of investment.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
you know.
Her I'm not really sure. I mean, I did champion her, and I'm not really sure I haven't used her since. So I'm not really sure it was a great decision.
I understand that, but she seems to come up fairly often as a reward in things.
Sure.
At least to me, she does.
It was that time a couple weeks ago where she was both the reward for a PvP and a PvE that was ending at the same time.
Yeah.
So I ended up with like 5 covers for her, and I'm just like, I have no choice to champion her. You know,
right.
I if I had 1 cover for someone, 2 covers for someone, I could probably sell them. But I have 5 covers for someone. Like, Brian sent me a picture today, like he has 6 Beast covers.
Oh.
I'm like, you have to champion Beast.
Yeah.
You have 6 covers for him.
And Beast is strong, too.
That is
Beast
where
is
I'm
awesome.
At. I have Beast covers, and I'm building up my ISO to get him.
Yeah,
he's my next one.
He's totally worth it. He's a good
yeah.
character. When you get his green going, it just keeps wrecking the board and does group damage, and oh.
For me, he's a good match with Blade.
Yeah.
Because it's a good color mix. You know, Blade putting out the strike tiles, you know, Beast putting out defend once he gets yellow out there, and then once you get a bunch, like, and you don't have to worry about matching red, you know what I mean? And then I'll sometimes
right.
pair him up with a Cyclops or a Captain Marvel who make red themselves, so you don't have to do, like, actual red matches to make the strike tiles go away.
Yep, I'm a fan. All right, Ian, Clash of the Titans. You want to talk about Kingpin versus Luke Cage.
Oh, it brought us back to Luke Cage. So I have come into, I came into three Kingpin covers, like back to back to back. Last show I told you about getting another yellow and a black. And then just before Clash of the Titans, I got the purple. So I have them at, you know, it's a paltry 1-1-2, but I thought, well, I'll give this a try. When you're fighting Luke Cage and matching tiles does no damage, I give up immediately.
Oh, boy.
No, it does one.
One is not acceptable.
Yeah.
So, yep, that was my sad outing with that. I played one time, you know, I did 12, 13 damage, and I said, all right, back to the Deadpool dailies.
Yeah, I my Kingpin is not very strong, and I think I tried it twice and then just gave up.
Yeah, I think I asked online and got both you, Leonard, and Brian's opinion of, yeah, you shouldn't even try. Because I have no yellow for Kingpin, so it doesn't, you know, his combinations, I don't have any. So I played it once just to see how bad it was. It was horrendous, and then I didn't try again. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, Unbreakable, it just does so much protection.
Yep.
Inappropriate.
I mean, at level, and it what never was goes he, 270? Away. He was a 270 for that match?
How much it was absorbing? I thought it was 300 and some.
No, his level. He was like boosted to level 270 or something,
right.
Wasn't he?
Yes.
So that protect was just incredible.
Yeah, the only Kingpin I have is black, so it was not working out well for me at all.
Sure.
Mine is and was 311, and I had him leveled up to 115, but I still wasn't able to. Oh, like, I was doing damage. I was making some headway, but it was just a game of who was going to last longer. And since he had 10 times the hit points that I did, there was no chance. Yep. I gave it 2 tries, and that was it.
Yeah, once he powers up as seen on TV, you were done, as we're going with it now. And then the next one coming up on the 27th is another fan favorite. He had Carnage coming up, and I know you guys are super excited for Carnage matches.
Yeah. I don't remember who fights Carnage either.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to play it.
Okay.
Well, okay. So last time, because remember when they threw things off and they changed Professor X from fighting Carnage to fighting Elektra?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that messed up my spreadsheet. That messed up my life, you know? Whenever there's changes that happen like that. I think the last time that when Carnage came up, and I'm just waiting to pull up my spreadsheet now, I should have had this ready, but I'm interested to see if there's going to be any other changes and how they're going to maneuver other 4-stars in, and where Devil Dinosaur is going to go, because they completely skipped him.
Right. And I don't, will they ever work him in?
That'll be interesting.
I would like it if they did, but Joe was very, very specific about you only get to enjoy him during anniversary events.
Yeah.
So, and again, we shall see.
Right.
But Carnage last time took on Dr. Octopus.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, my Carnage is useless. I have one black, so.
Oh, that just means he's going to constantly make matches and give you the neener, neener, neener.
Right.
Oh, I hate the neener, neener, neener.
And if he gets shuffle, whatever it's called, if he shuffles the board and you have all those, you have all those tiles out there, you're just toast anyway.
Oh, yeah that's going to be brutal.
Yeah.
My Carnage is at 4-2-1.
Wow.
So,
you have
a
definite chance.
I'm going to give it a go, but he's only level 106.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a worthy ISO investment on Carnage, but who am I, you know?
I won't put any ISO into him, but I'll give him a run at 106 and see what happens.
Yeah, mine's 111. I'm not even going to bother.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, the symbiote size is nice when Carnage is by himself, because I'm not hurting my team, and it does a fair amount of damage, so. I'll see how it goes. I'll report back next week. all right, so moving on. Story events. Hulk event is still running. I think it's got another day plus, right?
Not
about
enough.
A day or day and a half as of this release.
Yeah, mine's got a day and an hour, rounds about. So you should have a day left if you're there. Well, it should be finishing up probably when you listen to this show.
I'm hoping that the points go up enough in the last day. I'm at like 54,000. I've still got 23,000 to go. I don't know.
I just hit 57,000, so I'm down to, you know, there's three rewards left to go.
Mm.
Right, so Nevada, which is the last one that pops up, Hidden Stash Nevada, like, you know, it's your standard amount, nothing more, nothing less, but the main little screen for it, they end up adding, like, 5 different battles that a couple of them are, like, Punisher required, and those give you a couple extra, like, a nice healthy amount of extra points.
Right.
Okay.
I'm hoping to hit the, I haven't made it on the last couple PVEs. I haven't made it to the last prize. Yeah. So
the last two story events, no kidding, I have finished with less than 1,000 to go for the command points in the last two PVEs. Because other stuff has come up, and I've just been trying to crush it in the last, you know, couple of hours, and just always ended up just short. And it's driving me insane. Because that could have got me, you know, two more 4-stars.
Could have got you some whatever 4-star covers you already have, like, maxed out.
Green Invisible Woman. Yeah, because that's what I always get. Because they do love giving me Invisible Woman.
That's what I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see another X-Force Wolverine, and then I will just completely disregard all my 3-star covers, convert everything to ISO so that I can champion, because I have him maxed out.
Yep.
I'm sticking with 3-stars.
Brian cashed in like 2 20-point CPs today, and he got a Sue Storm and an X-Force Wolverine, but not the one that he needs for the X-Force Wolverine. I think his is 5-5-2, and he keeps getting the green and the yellow, but not the black.
That's nice.
Oh, and the black is amazing too.
Right.
Yeah, Surgical Strike is brutal.
Oh, it's so much damage.
So I have a question for you guys, and I know that you guys have probably mentioned this on the show before, but coming up, and not to get too ahead of ourselves, but later this week, they're changing what characters are featured in the 20 command point versus the 25 command point legendary token.
Yep.
I'm guessing everyone here typically goes with the 20 as opposed to the 25.
Correct.
Okay. I'm at a point, because I get so many Invisible Womans, if I cash in another 20 point and I get an Invisible Woman, I'm going to go out of my mind. And it's going to force me to start doing the 25, because subconsciously, it's giving me a better chance at different characters.
That's true, because you'll get all the chances at the newest ones.
Right. But it's going to be that one more Invisible Woman cover or Nick Fury cover. I don't get so much upset about the Nick Fury cover. That was like 3 weeks ago. But like, if I get an Invisible Woman cover on my next 20 command point cash-in, I'm just going to 25 from here on out.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not there yet. My 4-stars aren't strong enough that I can do that yet, so I'll be sticking with 20 for a while.
Right, I can also coast on the 20 train for a while, but I can see the frustration. Plus, I mean, with some of the new people coming out, I would consider 25.
Right.
Yeah, this new character looks fantastic. I don't want to skip ahead, but
yeah. Well, and I would like to have some Gwen ones, as much as I hate the fact that she exists.
Boy.
Man, she was fun to play with.
She's good.
Yeah.
Yes. It did my heart proud to hear you guys talking her up so good on last week's episode of how good she was.
I loved playing with her when they gave her, you got to use her for a while. She was fantastic.
Yeah, I have nothing against the character and enjoy playing her, so.
There you go.
All right, the next story just popped up on the screen here a little while ago. Meat Rocket and Groot is making its return. 24,000 will get you the Green Hulk, 46,000 for your 25 CP. Everyone in the top 10 will get you a Nick Fury, and 11 all the way down to 200 are some Mohawk covers for your enjoyment. And then it appears that coming up soon, listed in release notes we'll get to later, there should be an Oscorp event coming up soon. I don't know if it'll be right after Rocket and Groot, or it might be a couple weeks out, but look ahead. For PvPs, a heavy metal finished up. That's the Iron Man 40, you know, which they conveniently slid in since they just pumped up Iron Man 40. 800 got you Red Iron Man. 1K got you a Yellow Fury. 1300 for your 25 CP. First place got you a Melonhead. And 2 through 100 were She-Hulk, with your top 50 folks getting some CP. And then starting up now is Trial by Combat, which is your She-Hulk event. 800 for a Red She-Hulk. 1,000 for a Purple Melonhead. 1,300 again for the CP. First place was a Green Red Hulk. And 2 through 100 were Colossus, again with top 50 getting some CP. So that's your currently running events for the next few days, at least. And then all kind of things coming up and going out. The big news! Big news! Norman Osborn is joining the fight.
Woohoo!
In the Puzzle Quest universe, as the Green Goblin is making his appearance in the game. Ray, tell me about Green Goblin. I'm sure you got it there.
Or not. You are incorrect.
Surprise. All right, I am incorrect. Okay, so the Green Goblin. Thanks, Ray.
Don't edit this out.
Let me pull up his powers here.
He is the newest 5-star.
He is.
In the ever-growing 5-star roster.
Right.
He is black, yellow, and purple.
No green.
What? It's green?
No, there should be green, but there's not.
No, it's black, yellow, and purple. Black is Goblin Glider, if I remember correctly, where he crashes his Goblin Glider into you for a whole bunch of damage.
Eight Black, yeah. I don't think it actually... They don't think they've actually published the numbers.
No, they haven't put out the numbers.
No, I only read the descriptions in the piecing together.
It is a lot of damage.
It told me about Trick or Treat, where he throws out pumpkin bombs of your choosing. You pick the AP color that you would like the countdown tiles to be, and as they go off, they do a different effect depending on which AP color you have chosen. And I believe it did not go on to tell me what they all do. Told me red does some damage and blue does some stun.
That's it.
And you have to experiment with the others. I assume that purple will probably do some AP stealing and sports.
I'm sure something will throw out strike tiles, something will throw out attack tiles.
Yeah, sure.
Something to throw out your defense tiles, you know, whatever.
Yep. I'm very pro that one.
Yep. And then yellow, Ian, you got your last power there?
Yes, that one. Nope, I don't remember.
Yellow is the Goblin King power.
Oh, yeah.
This is when a player fires off Goblin King, it reduces random friendly countdown tiles by a turn, like the Hoods does.
Right.
However...
No damage.
It doesn't do damage. Instead, it creates a brand new tile type in the game called a Fortified Tile. So in Fortified Tiles, they, you know, work like normal. They count down tiles. They still tick down, so they're not frozen. And so they still do the thing. Strike tiles still do damage and so on and so forth.
Right.
But when the fortified status is removed, the tile stays on the board. So you kind of got to match it twice to get rid of it. We'll get to this in a few, but due to the fact of how that mechanic's going to work, a bunch of characters are going to have their powers changed due to the way their countdowns work. One thing I wanted to throw out about the black power is that it's got a new side effect where it makes a countdown tile, and if it gets matched away, you lose the glider for the rest of the fight. It's gone. You can't use it again.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm...
Say again?
So the Goblin Glider
makes
a countdown tile and becomes disabled.
Okay.
When the countdown tile goes off, you get the glider back.
Okay.
If the countdown tile gets matched away, the Goblin loses his glider for the rest of the fight.
So you lose a power completely?
You lose the power completely.
Wow.
Hence why you need his fortified power to protect it.
Mm-hmm.
So you better not fire off the glider unless you're going to immediately follow it up with some Goblin King.
That is shocking to me.
Yeah, so you have a 5-star who has the potential of completely losing his power.
Yeah.
So, man, if you start out and you only get the black one,
right?
I'm not sure you want to use it because you may then have a character with no powers for the rest of the fight.
They do describe it as dealing a ton of damage.
They do.
So it's going to be a lot. But
And it's 8. The Goblin Bombs cost 10 purple, and the Goblin King is 9 yellow, so he doesn't have any cheap powers either, relatively speaking.
Right.
Yeah, eight's a fair
they're
price.
They're all way
though.
In the middle.
Yeah.
You know, they're not, you know, 5 or 6, and they're not 12. So.
But I'm impressed that all three powers are completely new to the game.
Yeah.
All three of them do something different than what we've seen before.
Yeah, I like it. It seems exciting. So about those characters who are being changed.
Oh, right, because of Fortify tiles.
Yes. Their post from Hi-Fi says that because of the Fortifieds, a few heroes were able to gain an unfair advantage when using a power that destroyed friendly tiles. To address this, we have changed a handful of abilities from destroying tiles to converting them to basic tiles. So the following are being changed. Punch a Snowman by Iceman, Gambit, Fist Gambit by Kingpin, Masterstroke by Mystique, and then the Vision powers, Density Heavy and Density Light. So those are all going to be changed into converting things to basic instead of blowing up from now on.
That is... disappointing.
As long as they do their other desired effect, I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I don't think the power is not going to change, except that instead of the tile going away and you getting the free cascade,
right?
Yeah,
it's just going to get converted to basic.
That's a bum out.
Yeah,
I like the potential for a cascade following my maneuver.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Can't blame you there, but that's what's
Thanks
going down.
Thanks for nothing, Norman Osborn.
Well, he is a villain.
He is a villain.
All right, the last big O announcement is they released their teaser notes for patch R95. And the teaser this week is Good Vibrations. Come on, come on, come on. I've got the sweet sensations. Come on, come on, come on.
Feel it, feel it.
Yeah,
wow.
Dig it.
I'm genuinely stunned. Like, as I was sitting here, for whatever reason, I was 99% certain you were going to go Beach Boys, and you went Marky Mark.
I'm down with the Funky Bunch.
I am too, but I just didn't see it coming. It like blindsided me for some reason.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about the Beach Boys, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I could sing that one poorly for you, too, if you
if
like.
If I can't even speculate on what song you're going to attach to the liner notes, I have no good guesses as to who this might be, nor do I care anymore. Like I said, too apathetic now.
My thought would be that since we seem to be nonstop on the spider train, that it could be a teaser for the Shocker.
Sure. Seems as good as anybody else.
But yet again, I will hope and pray in my lifetime someday that some audio/visual-related character will someday give me Dazzler.
Oh, it definitely won't, but I'm glad that
it
you're dreaming.
It also definitely won't, but a boy can dream.
Yeah.
Well, they did go kind of meta with the Spider-Gwen teaser, and they could be talking about the vibrations from the speakers when Dazzler is singing.
Yeah, sure. See? And then she can convert this big light show, and it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Other notes for R95. The long-awaited vision updates are going to hit. There's now going to be a fast-forward button for opening your big packs, your 10 and 40 packs. That's nice. You don't have to hit the button a bunch of times. When switching devices, you can now connect to Facebook and restore your save before doing the tutorial missions. Woohoo!
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Here's a nice one, at least a time saver anyway. For enemies, Vision will no longer cast heavy or light if he already has heavy or light on the board. Because, man, sometimes it is super infuriating when he just does heavy like 6 times in a row and nothing changes on the board.
I feel like that puts him at a disadvantage because the last time I encountered a Vision in one of my fights...
He was with Kamala Khan, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was heavy and light in every turn.
Yep.
So. Yeah, and they actually do have the stats out. And other than that, all it is just everything kind of gets a bump up in damage. Yeah.
Right.
No, he needed
so
that.
It's nothing really too much. It's... You know, deals 128 more damage as opposed to 88, and then everything goes from, like, all the way up to 333 on the blue power as opposed to 229 as before, up to 868, and then 795 for converted tiles with the attack protocol, where it used to be, like, 854 and 575. You know, it's just, like, little tweaks on the damage, so other than, like, the non-casting, the heavier the light, it's just an increase in damage, which he needed.
Yeah, he totally did. Apparently, I didn't know this was a thing. It says players are no longer able to use covers to train abilities for fully champion heroes. I don't have any fully champion heroes, so clearly I haven't run into that. But, King Dreadnought surely did.
What does that mean? Is that just, if you train, you're just wasting the cover instead of selling it?
I don't think it lets you do anything. I think your only option is to sell it.
Which would make sense, because you can retrain for free, so why...
Right.
I guess just protecting people from themselves from making stupid moves, or...
Yes, because I have a bunch of fully champion 2-stars.
Yeah.
And
That's the sound of jealousy.
only 6. But when I get covers for those characters, it gives me the option to train those characters if I don't have that power, you know, at 5. So, you know, I think that's going out so people don't accidentally just automatically like, oh, it's a new thing, train, and then lose out on the, you know, 250 ISO or 500 or whatever it would be for selling the cover.
Right, sure. Makes sense.
I get it. See, minion characters will no longer generate AP when airborne. That's nice. Heroes that are airborne no longer lose airborne status at the start of a turn if all available targets are airborne on that side. So read that 6 times and figure that out. Nova is no longer able to send an airborne target airborne. So you can't double secret airborne somebody.
Okay.
Nova's rocket power can no longer be fired against Galactus or Ultron without any effect happening. Since you can't airborne him, I guess... I don't know what happened before. I guess nothing, apparently.
It seems as though, with every patch that has come out since Nova has come out, there is a tweak to his powers.
Yeah.
There really has.
It seems as though they did not fully think this character out before putting him in the game.
Right.
I'm still disappointed that when I fire his little ray gun, it doesn't go pew, 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 because that's really what it does in my head, because I normally play with the sound off. So the one day I turned the sound on when I had Nova, and I'm like, and it didn't go pew, 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 and I was like, oh.
That reminds me of a question that I had for you guys.
Do it!
I was playing the game with the sound on recently, and I rarely do this, so I was listening to some of the music as I was playing. Now, I know there's a such thing as stock photos. Is there a such thing as stock music? Because I was like 95% certain that some of the music that I was hearing while I was making some matches was very similar music that I hear in the background when I'm playing a game called, I believe, Shadowrun is the game that I'm thinking of.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know you owned a copy of Shadowrun. Good for you.
Yeah, it was, you know, Steam put some stuff on sale.
Yeah.
It ends up in my cart. Things happen.
Yeah, as long as you
Shadowrun was a fun game.
Yeah,
anyway,
as long as you get some wide reflexes, it's all good.
Right. So, does stock music exist?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, there's okay. Public domain musics.
Okay. I'll try to play the game side by side, see if I just dreamt this or if it's a thing.
Yeah, I'm really curious if that's actually the case or if it's just, you know, similar. Or...
Right.
I'm more interested just because it's Shadowrun.
Yeah, it was a good game. Lots of D6s.
Right.
All the D6s, in fact, it turned out. But it lets you use a Vindicator minigun to mow people down, and that was always my favorite thing. All right, Ray, tell me about some listener comments from last week's show.
Sure. So I got several comments. I got a comment sent to me personally from my brother.
Ooh. Oh, whoa. What?
Yeah, if you knew my brother, you would understand how rare that is. I don't know, maybe he listens to the podcast.
Hooray! Welcome, Ray's brother. I forgot your name, but Rob, that's his name,
no,
right?
No, that is not.
Dang, that's your friend, Rob.
His online name is Sarta62.
All right.
Anyway, so he and Kurt on Facebook both had comments about the new Daily Deadpool changes, and they were not positive.
Really?
Well, yeah. I love them, but they did change again starting yesterday.
This is true. But before the changes from yesterday, it was the comments were that they have been able to complete the enchilada previously, but when the changes came up, they just haven't. They haven't been able to get the 3-star cover. So kind of disappointing there. But in contrast, I also got comments from... I'm going to screw up his name, but Jeff Polier on Facebook and also Jayhawk Inc. again, that they agreed with us completely, that the whole going from phoning it in every day to actually having to try is actually Jayhawk Inc. said that was a perfect explanation of the Deadpool changes. And I still am a fan of it. However, now that they have brought it back down so that it's not quite as devastating, I think it is a good move. I don't have the changes in front of me. Does anybody else have the changes of what they did on Tuesday?
We kind
of
covered it last week.
Are they official? I did not. I mean, I've noticed that it's been fluctuating regularly, and I've noticed that some of the nodes, it's been stuck on the same thing for days in a row. My one star node, I had to fight Cap like 3 days in a row.
Actually, now that I think about it, we did not cover this last week because I talked to Ray about it on Saturday. Yeah, they put out some notes that the if there was an Ultron bot or something involved, they were going down about up to 10 levels in strength to make it easier. Let me see if I can find that post from Hi-Fi.
Well, either way, so here's at least my assessment on this, because I've noticed different things in characters that, you know, don't normally show up, and you know, beyond just the Ultron bots and the Venom parasites,
right,
and things like that. And again, I stand by that. I not only do I love the changes because it, you know, kind of shakes the dust off a little bit. My opposition to people's opposition is, I guess, who's to say what's too hard? Like, I don't know why everybody feels almost entitled. Like, I deserve to win the enchilada every time because I've won it in the past. No, you don't. You don't just get to win the enchilada because you chose to play a free match 3 game that you downloaded onto your phone. Try sometimes. Try harder. That's all it is. Try harder.
Grow
sometimes
stronger.
You're just not going to win. I'm trying to make the 2-star to 3-star transition on my phone. I win maybe 1 out of every 6 enchiladas that I play. And it is super frustrating, but it's just the nature of the game.
But when you pull one off, you feel like you accomplished something.
Yeah, I do. I do a little dance.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it, Ian, just to play devil's advocate on this one, is that maybe it was not a gradual increase in the difficulty for some. It was literally going from a 2 to a 10 for some.
It is. It was. It was severe on some of them, and I agree with that. I mean, there were some where you have to, for the first 2 rounds, you're fighting, you know, Ultron Prime and you know, 2 of his minions, and you haven't had time to build any of your AP or activate any of your powers. It was brutal, even for... You know, even when I'm trying it with 3, you know, championed 3-star characters,
mm-hmm.
You know, it gave me a run for my money. I was, you know, I down to, you know, Falcon with a few hit points and Black Panther with a couple hit points before I squeezed out the, you know, the in enchilada win. So yeah. It's definitely a shock to the system at times, but I don't know. I found it invigorating.
No, I still agree. I still like the change. I like changing it up, but I also think that the the changes they made on this Tuesday to dumb it down a little bit, where, like, where you won't get Ultron Prime right away.
Right. Now,
and some reduction in levels. I think those are good things.
Craig, did you find the thing? Because I have it here.
Go ahead, because I haven't found it.
Okay, so, quote, after looking at how people were doing with the new Daily Deadpool changes, we saw a few areas that were more difficult than we were aiming for. Starting with the next Daily Deadpool Daily Quest, which is Tuesday, we've made the following changes. Ultron sentries and symbiote minions will appear less, which is a lie. Enemies in missions that have at least one Ultron sentry or symbiote are easier. Each enemy has up to 10 levels less. And Ultron can never turn up in the first three waves of the Big Enchilada mission. The reason I say that first one is a lie, because just today, the first two of the four Big Enchiladas were Ultron sentries.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, it did seem easier, though, so I think they did.
Absolutely. Right, it was easier, but it, you know what I mean? Like, obviously it's going to be a learning thing, and as Ian mentioned, where it was like a bunch of days in a row where the one star one was like Captain America and someone else and someone else, there was the one where it was like two or three days in a row where it was Bagman and two of the symbiotes.
Yeah.
And that was a really bummer.
But now the first node that you play in that, you know, has, I feel like they've dialed it down quite a bit. I think it was like three level 30 goons today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was, I guess, nice and easy. Yeah. I mean, they were one stars across the board. There were no two stars in the first node at all.
Right.
Are you talking Big Enchilada or Under the Sea?
No, I'm sorry. Just in Deadpool Daily, the one that slated to be played first with a one star character.
Gotcha.
Your opponent. And that is what I was discussing earlier, where for like the last 3 days in a row, before like they made these power downs, it was, you know, two goons and Cap.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it's always Cap. I'm going to get Peacemaker to death again.
Yeah, and today it was just Doombots. There was no named character at all.
Right.
Hey, I did find the post about the change in Legendary Packs, and I think they've got it screwed up.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. It says, starting Thursday afternoon, the latest Legends Pack will consist of Green Goblin, Spider-Man Back in Black, and Jean Grey Phoenix.
Sure.
That's it.
Okay.
Old Man Logan's being moved to the Classics.
Yes.
Right.
Ugh.
So right, so all that means is in the past, the only 5-star that you can get from a 20 command point was Silver Surfer. Now you can get Silver Surfer or Old Man Logan.
Yeah,
which I am fine with those options.
Yeah.
I only have Silver Surfer right now, so I'm okay with upping him, and I would love to get an Old Man Logan. So
yeah,
I suppose. All right,
I've seen too many people be way too successful with Old Man Logan.
Holy crap, he's incredibly devastating.
That's what Brian's go to nowadays, right?
He's
on the Old Man Logan train.
Yeah, I asked for some advice on the Facebook page, on our private Facebook page, and all I got was Brian saying, I don't know, use Old Man Logan on everything. I'm like, I asked him what he used, and he's like, I use Old Man Logan and this guy, or I use Old Man Logan and this other guy. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Right, his go-to PvP is whoever the required character is, Old Man Logan in the hood.
Right, and I can't blame him in any way. I mean, he's got Old Man Logan at 345.
Wow.
Level
345
is devastating.
Yeah, it's a lot of Logan.
I was going to say, just matches alone are probably doing, you know, 500 points of damage.
Yeah, probably. At least.
Not more.
Speaking of him, did everybody else notice that that's apparently the next movie?
Yeah, I've heard that.
What's going what now?
The next Wolverine movie is going to be Old Man Logan.
I've heard rumors that that is true.
So that'll be interesting.
And everybody that I've listened to, like, you know, Fat Man on Batman or whatever, they are hoping that now that Deadpool has shown that comic book movies can be R-rated, that Old Man Logan will be R-rated and will not.
Oh, they've already said it's going. So the next wave of Sony-based comic book movies will all be R-rated.
Yep. Right. Well, I hope not. I hope they don't overdo it too much.
Hollywood can't keep things outside of...
It's gotten so far that not only has Fox come out and said, oh no, even before Deadpool did so well, we always planned the next Wolverine movie to be R-rated, and even further still, Warner Brothers on Wednesday announced that not the theatrical release, but the home release of Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice will be R-rated.
Of course it will.
Not to derail conversation away from what we're supposed to be talking about, Puzzle Quest, but I don't know how I feel about a movie with Superman in it having an R rating.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's supposed to be, you know, your goody-two-shoes Boy Scout guy.
If they want to be R-rated. if they want to have Ben Huflock go off with a Batman movie that's R-rated, I'm okay with that. But yeah, you throw Superman
in. Maybe the R-rating can entirely consists of Aquaman shows up and everyone just curses at him and tells him he's useless. And then he gets sad and wanders back into the ocean, and that's your special powers.
No way. Jason Momoa as Aquaman is looking solid.
Oh, that is true. I forgot they cast him.
All I can think of is the guy from Entourage and his version of Aquaman that did on the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, what's his name?
Grenier or something like that.
Yeah, by the way, watch that movie. It's not so good.
Okay.
just to throw that out there. Yeah. If you were an Entourage fan, it's really just a much longer episode that doesn't really go anywhere.
All right. Thanks, that'll save me some time.
Anywho, Ray, tell me more about what's going on in this game.
Yeah, let's get back on track here.
Well, I had a story for Ray's story about the advice he got from Brian.
All right,
I was on the YouTubes, and for some reason someone had posted a video that said, hey, are you having problems with the big enchilada? Here's some help. And I was like, I'm curious, you know, what advice. I think I might have followed a Reddit link. And this cracked me up because he's like, oh, well, I understand if you're getting stuck in the big enchilada. Try this. And what his advice was use maxed out. So use a 166 Scarlet Witch, a maxed out Professor X, and a maxed out. I think it was like gray suit Black Widow.
Well, sure. Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. I was like, wow, thank you so much for that. That's what I've been doing wrong this whole time. I haven't been using all my maxed 4-star characters. I was so shockingly disappointed. It really kind of filled me with joy.
So we're kind of, again, we're off on a little bit of a tangent here. Ian, obviously your phone account is different than your Steam account.
Correct.
So on your phone account, I see that you do have the yellow Old Man Logan, right?
Nope, that's my Steam account.
Okay, that is your Steam account, the one
my
that's
Steam
part
account
of the Alliance.
Is the one that is tied to the Longbox Heroes Alliance.
Okay, the one that counts.
Yes.
Right. So that's not the one where you're having the problems.
Correct.
Okay, so unfortunately I cannot help you. You know, for the longest time, I don't know, you know, whoever you have, like, at least high up on the 3 stars, mm-hmm. I know you were saying, like, Falcon and Black Panther. For the longest time, I was using, like, Falcon and Steve Rogers just together because, like, you know, the yellow, like, it's a good support combo, and then, like, figure out who you have of your team as that third star, the third person to fill that in, and just experiment if you have Steve Rogers, and it sounds like you do have Falcon at some point, you know?
Right. Oh, no, that's still all on this, that's still all on my Steam account, mm-hmm. which is having no problems. The 2 to 3 star transition one?
Yeah.
I'm really just trying to, you know, I get as far as I can with 2-star Storm, 2-star Thor and 2-star Human Torch, but I'm winning enough fights that I've isolated a few 3-star characters that I'll be able to boost them up, you know, past level 94 into mm-hmm. a very useful range, and it's looking like it's going to be Iron Man 40, Gray Suit Black Widow, and Deadpool.
Interesting combo.
Non-intentional. That's just right. Kind of how it shuffled out, and I'm going to have to make do.
Right.
But especially with the boost that Iron Man 40 just recently got, I think that may end up working out pretty well in your favor.
I agree. I very much agree.
Okay.
Okay. Move on, right?
Back to the comments.
They have comments.
Back to last week's podcast, we talked about the Daily Deadpool Valentine event and how we, especially Craig, was seeing the same Deadpool over and over and over again.
Right.
Jayhawk Inc. and Otrigorin, I have no idea how you pronounce that. Both of them put up details on that, and the nodes were specific. If you used one of the bottom 2 nodes, you got the 3-star Deadpool. If you took a fight on the top node, it was 4-star Deadpool. Apparently, that was across the board.
Yeah, apparently I completely missed that. I saw that comment where they said that apparently Deadpool explained that, but apparently since Deadpool said it, I completely did not follow.
Yeah.
So apparently I didn't follow that at all. And lots of times when I'm playing in PvP land, I just keep hitting the same one over and over and over again. So I just generally always click the top one.
Really? So you use the same thing over and over and over again? That's weird.
Yeah, weird, huh? So apparently that's how I ended up with 4-star Deadpool in every fight.
Sure. I don't know where this is going, but Stink Palm posted, and Leonard, you actually posted as well, mentioning this. He's pretty sure that we, and by we, I mean likely me, called him Stinkfist the first time we mentioned him.
Yes.
And he says, I'm pretty sure. So, and he says, please make that a thing. But I don't know if he's referring to Stinkfist.
I don't think he's going with Stinkfist.
We're calling him Stinkfist.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the, I'm pretty
pressure.
Or this thing.
Pressure.
So I'll have to clarify. But in any case, I probably called you Stinkfist because of, you know, the song Stinkfist by Tool.
Yes.
And the combination of Stink Palm and Iron Fist, I would imagine. I don't even remember doing it, and I edited the thing. So, yeah.
Sorry. So there, it never happened, liar.
I got a very important message from Noble Ooh. Browncoat. It may be very interesting to Ian, but I don't know.
Then I suddenly lost interest.
He says he couldn't remember which person played on Steam and mobile, and it's Ian. However, he saw on a Facebook post that the devs can do a one-time transfer from PC to mobile. It's not quite the merge you're looking for, but it would allow you to move your primary account to mobile. And now that wouldn't allow you to play on Steam anymore, but it would put it on the mobile phone. And he couldn't find it, and neither could I. I looked around a little bit, and I couldn't find the link either. But thought I would mention it because of
That's some good looking out, and I thank you. I think I'll be patient and wait till it takes that one extra step, because I want my options to expand. Because then I don't have the spreadsheets that perhaps you and Leonard do. But I am well aware that I am probably, what do we got, 20 members in our alliance. I am probably in the bottom five when it comes to productivity. So to have my game, you know, the access to my game limited to either, you know, to just my phone would cut down my productivity even more. Now, if I could do my play it on Steam and then play it on my phone while I'm at work, while I'm in the facilities, while I'm in the car, that sort of thing, I think that would, you know, really expand my capabilities, but I don't want to sacrifice one for the other.
Right, that's kind of what I was thinking. But just had to throw it out there because, you know, possible solution.
Yeah, yep, nope, it's drawing ever closer.
We got a lot of comments this week about ISO use. Various people, I'll mention a few. Fireside Owl was talking about how he's completely transitioned, is going to be leveling up his 4 stars, completely given up on the 3-star thing due to the 3-star nerfing that has taken place, which I suppose we can talk about here very shortly. Leonard, you also commented on some stuff about how you're using your ISO. I think we
And it's a constantly thing of flux for me, as I'd mentioned earlier in the show, that, you know, the goal as it stands, like the soft goal is this Saturday when the Colossus cover comes up, I'm going to champion Colossus. I have the ISO to do it. I just need the cover. Unless I get like a ton of ISO and I cash it and I get another legendary token and it's another Sue Storm, then I'm just going to abandon all hope and just attempt to champion her to hopefully change the world's karma so I stop getting her covers. But that's my plan as of today, which is different than what my plan was a week ago versus what it was the week before and what it could be a week from now. It's all like I have plans and the plans always fall by the wayside.
Right. So on D3 forum, there was a huge controversy about the nerfing of the 3-star and 2-star characters. I don't know if you guys are aware of what I'm talking about, but
I am. Please, I need filled in.
So basically, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but basically what happened was when they enabled champions, so you could champion 2-star and 3-star, they reduced the damage at the higher levels for those characters, because 2-stars and 3-stars could become way more powerful than their 4-stars characters at the same level. So they knock the damage down. So in order to get, so if you're playing a PvE or PvP that has a boosted character, it previously that boost would get you like X amount of damage, right? Well, now you need 50 more champion levels plus that boost to get that same amount of damage. So they nerfed the damage a bit to compensate for the fact that you can champ, basically.
Right. What they said is starting at level 167 for 3-stars and 104 for 1 and 2-stars, they put in a damage reduction to bring them in line with 4 and 5-stars of a similar level.
Right. So it basically means that if you have 4-star characters, you're going to be at an advantage in any PvP event, even against 3 and 2-star characters that have boosts.
Interesting.
So a lot of people are saying, well, okay, so much for championing any 2 and 3 stars.
Right.
I'm just going
that's
to
where I would, that would be my first question. It was someone, like, to give me a minute to revisit, someone explained to me what the purpose of championing is. I was told in the beginning it was so that you could you know, breathe some new life into your old 2- and 3-star characters, and they could compete at, you know, a level where people are using 4 and 5 stars. And then as soon as they were able to do that, they were like, psych, dial that down.
I don't know. I think what they're going for, I mean, this is the same thing as when I had my argument about why we had to suddenly nerf Venom. Because, you know, people don't want...
it was all your fault.
People don't want lower star characters taking out their higher star characters no matter what. You don't want a 2-star, I don't know, Black Widow doing more damage than your Silver Surfer when they are equal level. So yeah, they just made it so the Silver Surfer does more.
I have to... I mean, I'm kind of on the side of against that, because I think that if you have a... you know, a 2-star Storm who is boosted up, then why can't she do... I mean, she's boosted. She's higher level. Why can't she do equivalent damage to, you know,
right,
as a 4-star?
Right, and to Ray's... yeah, I was going to say, and to Ray's point, didn't someone like Squirrel Girl beat Dr. Doom, Thanos, and a long list of other people?
Yeah, well, she's the unbeatable Squirrel Girl.
In her first appearance in comics, she beat Dr. Doom, and more recently, she's also beaten Galactus, but let's not get into that as well.
So right, in any case, there's a lot of controversy there, and we got some comment fallout because of that.
Reasonable. I mean, so other than, yeah, it really immediately reduces my motivation. Other than getting that legendary token from championing the 3-star person, I'm not that motivated to go beyond that now.
No, you still get bonus rewards. You still get more than just cashing that in for ISO.
Occasionally.
No.
Like every fifth cover you do.
No, because you still get to use the character at a higher level, and you get the reward at the same time.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Instead of just some ISO. I don't know. I love championing.
I do, too. It's all about the long game for me. I really haven't encountered as much, or if I have, the only ones that I really noticed it on was, and I think you guys discussed it on the show, when it came out, was when Champion happened and Human Torch was a featured character in PvP, and his red, even boosted, was doing like way significantly less damage. And that was the only one time that I really noticed any sort of significant difference. As I'm championing other characters, you know, I'm not seeing what they're talking about, but I think a lot of it is the lower end. Like, once you champion a character up until you get to like 170 or something, right? That's where you're seeing it. And a lot of my 3-stars that only have 1 or 2 covers are guys that I don't use a ton, like Spider-Man or the Hood or whomever it is.
Right.
Whereas the people who are seeing these 4-star ones and complaining about a reduction there, I have no champion 4-star, so it's not affecting me really.
Yep.
My only other argument that I would make is champion, or not championed, boosted Juggernaut is a beast.
Yes,
he is incredible. And if you're worried about low stars taking out higher stars, he wasn't addressed. So why nerf the others?
I think it's because you very rarely see a boosted, powered up Juggernaut in PvP, whereas you see him all the time in PvE.
Right. That, yeah, sure. I'm complaining about him after running through this last Hulk event where he's destroying me.
Yeah, I mean, he's always the character of choice, right, in the event where everybody's the same level.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to throw a Juggernaut in there because he just does so much damage at that level, it's absurd.
Yeah. So, we're going long on time. So, one last thing.
Yeah, move on.
We got a question from the audience. Bry the Frog Guy asks, do you think they're going to do anything interesting for Civil War? And we had a couple people respond basically saying, yeah, they better. Hiding from Muggles suggested that they'd come out with a Winter Soldier character for the game, which I thought that would be really, really nice. Any ideas? Any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I'm assuming there's going to be some story event where you play both halves of the fight. You know, where one is the Iron Man side of things, and you'll be locked down to just those characters. And then you'll have the Cap side of things, and you'll be locked into just using those characters.
I'm kind of leaning into what Craig's saying there, but it's probably going to just be a off-season PvP event called Civil War, where it's your Caps, your Iron Mans, your Falcons, your Black Widows, your Hawkeyes, like whoever's in the movie are just going to be the juiced-up characters for that, kind of like the Black Vortex thing for the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
That's probably what we'll get. I would love to have Winter Soldier in the game. If there's anyone who's deserving of a 5-star character, I think he would be cool as all get out as a 5-star character.
Hmm.
However, you know, I think with the way that like this next character is, I don't think, what was it, Good Vibrations? I don't think Marky Mark Winter Soldier is going to be the next character.
Last final thing. we had a lot of discussions about a new character, but we know it's Green Goblin now, so I'm going to skip a lot of it. But we got another message from Otra Gorin. He says, next time you interview with any dev, please make Kang the Conqueror happen. Hashtag time travel.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but there's no chance. If I get any choices, it's going to be one of the characters I like, so...
I still want
my Dazzler. I still want my Nightcrawler. I would love to see Gambit. You know, there's lots of characters I would like to see before Kang the Conqueror. Sorry.
I think that guy has mentioned before in show comments on Reddit or wherever that he wants Kang the Conqueror, and yeah. I'm all about Kang the Conqueror.
Just show
Kang
up with no fanfare. He just appears.
Yes. Oh.
It would be funny.
That would be really cool.
All right, moving on. Ian. Tell me about Steve Rogers.
Feature character of the week.
Steve Rogers. All right. 3-star
character
Steve Rogers,
of the week.
Captain.
Week. Okay,
oh,
go ahead.
Character. Thanks. We have an effect for that.
I know, but I still like doing it myself.
Gotcha. All right. So Steve Rogers, Captain America, the 3-star version is yellow, red, and blue. His yellow power costs 19, a whopping 19.
Yeah.
AP. It is Sentinel of Liberty. He creates he turns three basic tiles into yellow protect tiles, and they start off with a strength of 55, and let's see, they go up, and then he makes 4 tiles instead of 3. I never knew that because I never used that ability.
Yep, that's always at 3.
That's because it costs 19.
Level,
yeah.
At level 5, you are looking at producing 4 protect tiles, 339 each. Yeah, 19 is just crushingly expensive. See, the next one, Star-Spangled Avenger. It's a red. It costs you 11 AP. He throws his shield at you. It puts down a 3-turn red countdown tile after it does damage to the enemy. And when that tile runs out, it returns AP to you. It starts off by returning 8. Then it returns 9 and does more damage. Then it does more damage and the tile that you can target to turn into a red countdown tile can be a strike, protect, attack, or web tile. Then the damage goes up again, and the return goes up to 10. And then the damage goes up again, and you can target any kind of tile. So
that's really the sweet secret to that power, is when you can start taking out people's special tiles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
You are not kidding.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's worthwhile.
That's your big chance to shine there.
Yeah, because, you know, damage is damage. But taking out someone's special tile while inserting your own special tile on top of it.
Right, while doing 4,000 points of damage on top of that. Yeah.
Well, so nice.
If only he had another power that could also overwrite other characters' special tiles.
If only.
I wonder what his blue power does. Peacemaker, his blue power, costing you 12 AP. Again, we are throwing the shield. We are turning a tile into a blue countdown tile. We're stunning the character that is hit with a shield, and we're getting 8 AP back. So instead of damage, now we're doing stun. And let's see how this goes up per level. Oh my goodness. On top of that, when the countdown tile is done counting, it not only gives you your AP back, but it puts a protect tile on the board, starting at protect strength of level 38. And it goes up similarly. Sometimes you get more return. Sometimes you can target better types of tiles. Sometimes you get a stronger protect strength. Cutting to the chase at the maximum level, you are stunning the character for 2 turns. You are getting a protect tile of 106 left behind. It is a 3-turn countdown tile, and you are getting 10 blue AP back.
It's just an incredible combination.
It really is. He is incredibly well self-contained. Like, he is easy to pair with a lot of people, but if you're down to just Cap, you have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, I only wish that when they, like, you have Star-Lords, like everybody with me power, I really wish they had given that to Cap as his yellow. Because he's your, you know, he's your leader of your team. And he should really do something of like, hey, my teammates are doing stuff now. You know, it's all good.
You want him to have an Avengers assemble?
You know what? Honestly, I would be fine if trim a couple AP cost off Sentinel of Liberty. Because that's a lot of protect that he can put out.
Yeah.
A lot. You know, it's just 19 is crushing.
Well, yeah, because if you're matching that much yellow, that means you're not doing damage, you're stunning people. So why are you doing that?
Right, right. Okay. And so, you know, again, he's another build where a 3-5-5 seems, you know, the way to go.
Yeah, that's totally what I got mine going at.
Yeah, say as well. I've also found that he, for me, pairs very well with the hood because intimidation can knock down those return the shield tiles. So those come back a turn sooner. And he always has more hit points than the hood. So he's always in front of the hood. And while I'm generating yellow, I can pump that into the hood's twin pistols, which is kind of his bread and butter as well.
Yep.
Cap.
So,
Sorry. Steve Rogers' Cap is maybe one of my favorite 3 stars in the game.
For sure.
The linchpin of my big enchilada team. Him, I have him championed, and he is my highest level champion at 178.
Wow.
Ooh. Just by, you know, stroke of luck, but that makes me very happy. My big enchilada team is and has been forever him, Patch, and Falcon. I'm essentially just trying to match reds and blues. If I get some greens and yellows in there, that's fine. Once Patch does his Berserker, you know, Fury or whatever it is, I could use Cap's red or blue to get rid of the opposing strike tiles, or Red Wing can get rid of them. And once I get my defense or strike tiles out there with Patch and or Cap, I do some yellow matches, and then inspiration just makes them stronger, and then that helps me build up my yellow, and if I need more defend tiles, I could do it, or I can just make like a yellow 5 match to help me win the game.
Yeah.
That is
true.
I
love Steve Rogers. He's awesome.
That is one thing with the Sentinel of Liberty. You pick the tiles it turns into yellow shield, so you can actually use them to match away instead of using the shields.
Yep.
I don't do that very often, because
it's one of those times where like I'm down to like... you know, it's like me versus, you know, Gorgon. And I'm like, do I just want to end this match or do I want to toy with him a little bit? I'm like, there's enough yellow there that I can make a 5. Let's just destroy him.
Man, yeah. I try and kill Gorgon as quick as I can. I hate that guy.
Yeah, he's usually, unless he's paired with Deadpool, he's usually the first to go.
Man, when he hits you with that stupid stick.
The stick.
Devastating. Yeah, he's super good. I just, you know, it's me, so I rarely use him. So, but that's just me.
Yeah, I use him all the time.
He pairs nice with Luke Cage. You build up all that red, and it goes to Cap, and that helps, you know, Luke Cage as well. And you build up all that yellow for your uppercut. You got a good mix of colors. The only thing you're really missing is green. You throw an Iron Fist in there, and you got yourself a stew.
Nope. As always, my heroes for hire just hang out with Wanda, and they just mosey their way through every fight.
Right now, my A team, my 3-star A team, is Steve Rogers, Wanda, and the Hood. They are incredible together. Like you said, everything that you said, Ian, plus the fact that the intimidation knocks down Wanda's countdown tile and gets me purple even faster.
Right.
Yeah, incredible team. And also, when I use Steve Rogers, I just have flashbacks to Winter Soldier. The movie where he's running through the, you know, beating up everyone with the shield. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, rewards of the week. I finished my 2,000 points in a simulator, so got my Nova cover.
Yay!
So that was nice. I haven't gotten to my 10-pack yet. I think I'm at like 3,200 in the season, something like that. So I should get my 10-pack probably by the time we air this next week. But what did anybody get this week? Anything exciting?
I did. I got three. Well, I mentioned that I got a Kingpin.
Yep.
So that... There's That's no more awesome. Holes in my Kingpin. All my 4-star covers this week filled up holes that I had. I got my first Black Hulkbuster.
Ooh,
so
nice.
Now I have Hulkbuster at 111. And I got my first Red Rulk. So I have Rulk at 111 as well.
Very good.
Yes.
I am looking. I don't think I got anybody memorable. I know for a fact that I got a Star-Lord, and it brought my Star-Lord up to 5 purple, which means I'm going to get my next 5, or my next purple cover here shortly, that I have to waste. But yeah, I got nothing memorable this week. I think the game is taunting me wanting to level my 4 stars by just not giving me any. That's my theory.
All right. Leonard, how about you?
In the last 7 days, I, no fooling, got a Nick Fury I cannot use, so I had to sell, 3 Invisible Womans, 2 of which that I sold, 1 I'm sitting on, and a Green Venom. Those are the 4 stars I got this week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that puts my Venom at 202, which is, you know, whatever.
Hmm.
I have a lot of 4 stars that are 2-0. Like, it's a 2 somewhere, a 0 somewhere, and a 2 somewhere. My Iceman is 2-2-0. My Cyclops is 2-0-2. My Ghost Rider is 2-0-2. Miles mixes it up by being 3-0-1. So I have a ton of 4 stars that are all missing something. Like, Sam Wilson is 2-4-0. You know, Thing is 0-2-3.
I haven't thought about Falcon America since he was released for some reason. I almost forgot he was a character.
Yeah, he never shows up.
No.
You just never see
never.
Him.
I came across someone in the simulator the other day that had him champion. Wow. And I forget who he was paired with, but he flattened my lately go-to simulator team, which is Old Man Logan, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, flattened them. It was ridiculous. It wasn't even a matchup.
He dive-bombed you into destruction?
Absolutely.
I've not seen one that high, but, I mean, he's got lots of damage potential. You just never see him.
Yes.
Right.
Interesting. All right, I think that's what we got going on this week, Ian. Tell me about the podcast network. Or maybe we should have Leonard tell us about the podcast network. How about that?
All right. If you go to soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, you could find out about all the fancy shows that are in this conglomeration, this group of like-minded individuals. Of course, this show that you're listening to is the best show in the world. They talk about the greatest video game in the entire world. No, no, not Custer's Revenge, Marvel Puzzle Quest. There's also Prodigal Sons Podcast.
It's not the Atari E.T. game?
What was that?
It's not the Atari E.T. game for the 2600?
No, first of all. The Atari ET game was excellent, and I don't know why people dog on that so much.
It was not excellent. It was acceptable, but you always fell into those pits and got stuck constantly. It drove me insane.
The Raiders of the Lost Ark 2600 game was worse than ET, and somehow that gets a pass.
Wow, I know. That game was way too hard.
It was impossible to solve. I hated that thing.
The fact that there are puzzles in the game where you have to plug a second controller in and do stuff with that, and that's not explained in the instruction manual anywhere, is a bunch of malarkey.
Huh. It really
is. I did
is.
Not know that. Apparently, that's why I can never make that game.
Yeah, when you go into one of the treasure rooms, you have to have a second one to toggle your items so that it... I don't want to get into it. It
was garbage.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
So what's not garbage is other shows in the network, like Podvocacy, which comes out Monday night. They primarily talk about genre TV shows, everything from Agent Carter to Better Call Saul and all points in between. There's also the Prodigal Sons podcast, which features the great Ian, along with the similarly less great Brian, Jared, and Adam. That show comes out whenever it wants. There's no rhyme or reason to that show. Longbox Heroes comes out every Wednesday, usually around 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, as does Longbox Heroes After Dark, where on this week's episode, Todd and I go through the AFI Best Commies of All Time list and tell you how terrible it is. And last but not least is Fresher in Parlance, which comes out Thursday nights into Friday morning. They did not put it on the RSS feed this week specifically to spite me, but if you are a video podcast type of guy, they've been adding all sorts of new video elements to the show, like Parlance sled riding and Fresher eating food from Taco Bell. I am not joking about either one of those statements. So those are all the shows in the podcast network. Soontobenamednetwork.com.
Wow. That was exciting because, and that told me everything I needed to know. It made me want to watch an episode of Fresher in Parlance even more. And it, cleared up any questions I had as to what sort of things get covered in Longbox Heroes After Dark.
Maybe we convince them instead of Taco Bell that they pick Cinnabon. I'm just saying.
Well, that's what Todd was supposed to be on the show today, but he had a double shift today at the Cinnabon.
Oh, man, that never gets old for me. Sorry.
I can't believe you encouraged him.
Cinnabon follows me on Twitter now.
That's awesome. it makes my day. Maybe somebody at Cinnabon listens to this show and thought it would be funny. If so, I applaud you, Cinnabon worker who's in charge of social media, and follow me too. Come on.
In a crazy twist, it's Saul Goodman.
Well, I think that's what it was. They're having a promotion, I guess, with it. We're at a bunch of Cinnabons. There's a Saul standee where it's like, take a selfie with Saul, whatever it is, right? And a couple weeks ago when we were actually going out to visit Brian and his family, my son was just like ambling around by it. And I'm like, oh, hey, buddy, stop there for a second. I took the picture. I did the hashtag. And it was after that Cinnabon started following me. And now that they follow me, I mention them all the time whenever something comes up about Todd somebody tweets something at about Todd at me, I make sure to at Cinnabon as well.
Oh, man, I love it when people jump in. That's the best. All right, as always, we want to thank everybody for joining us this week. Special thanks over here to Leonard for joining us, and it's been super fun. Please check us out for everything at PuzzleWarriors3.com, where you can leave your comments on the Discuss feature. You can listen to our show there, grab it on iTunes, grab it on Stitcher. You can follow us on Twitter. And yeah, check out the Pseudonym Name Network on the Tumblr. Also on Reddit, check us out in the subreddit. Ray posts every show there. Any comments, we want to hear them. We want to talk about them. We want to, you know, bring you up on the show. We like to encourage participation. If you want to throw us a little bone, click on our Amazon banner, buy something. We get a few pennies. We would totally appreciate it.
Get all your St. Patrick's Day shopping done a little bit early.
No, but I got my St. Patty's Day shopping done. So, you know, I got to go for the real holiday in this town.
I thought that got squashed a year or two ago.
They're trying.
They try every year.
I don't know if we have the money to bribe the bars to not open this year or not. I have not heard.
Okay.
I'll have to check that out. But, man, the store downtown is totally stocked up with your St. Patty's Day needs. It's got extra green shirts. It's got electric green-colored high C or Hawaiian punch of some mystery flavor to mix your drinks with. It so happens to have, you know, strange, you know, funnels and tubes all over the place. It's just a strange thing for them to have there.
Well, I was going to say, if that turns out something you need, buy it through our Amazon banner.
Yeah, buy all those things through our Amazon banner. I think that's all we got for this week. So goodbye for now. And remember, kids, you don't want to dream no more with the Dream Warriors. Good night.
I love Craig singing unabashedly. I do.
Oh, see, I do too, but in the opposite way. Like, I'm embarrassed for him. Like, my face is red.
On every single one of the shows in the network, multiple people end up singing, and we're all terrible at it.
Yeah.
Except for David of Podvocacy, who is actually, like, a singer in a band and performs in, like, you know, like, musicals and, like, is an actor in stuff.
Wow.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to sing in the show. The actual one who might be good at doing it. He's like, no, I'm not going to do it on my Piddlin podcast, you know?